Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Well, hi, Tony. Nice to see you.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good, good.
Good. Well, I guess we'll jump right in. Who do you sort of hold responsible for sending you home on the traders?
You know, to be honest with you, again, I don't know. When I was there in the castle at the round table, everybody wanted me out. They were all saying, Tony, you're a trader. You're this, you're that, you're that. And then to me, it felt like Rob was waiting for the key moment after everybody said what they said for him to put the nail in the coffin, you know? I don't know if it was for his camera time so he can have a part of that, you know, like, oh, I took Tony down moment, you know? I don't know what that was, but I knew I was going home the whole time. Everybody was telling me I was going home before Rob even spoke. So, yeah, so pretty much, I'll tell you, I think it was the Bambi girls, or the Bambi, what they call themselves, the Bambi squad. I think they set things off because Gabby is the first one that said, Tony, you know... You know, so they started because they know me from Survivor, you know, like they couldn't accept me for face value, you know.
Yeah. Were you surprised they didn't make you a trader considering your reputation?
I wasn't surprised because of exactly what happened. So when I came out of the Land Rover, the first second I stepped out of Land Rover, I was already a trader in their eyes. Carolyn said, oh, my God, it's Tony. Do you guys know him? He's so ruthless and duplicitous and this. So I was like, oh, man, I'm a traitor before the game even starts. There was a point where I went into the castle when we first all went in there and everybody had a round table inside. I think it was the library. And Carolyn was right in the middle. Yup. And he did this and he did that. Oh, yeah. He backstabbed this person and he backstabbed. And I'm like, Carolyn, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I tried to talk to her. I said, Carolyn, this is not Survivor. I want to work with you. I'm being sincere. Let's stick together. We have to against the people we don't know, you know? So I was already a traitor in everybody's eyes. So it didn't matter. I'm glad I wasn't a traitor in hindsight because I wouldn't want to give them the satisfaction of getting it right off the bat, you know?
Yeah.
So well, I'm glad
I was just going to say, so Rob threw out he's a traitor, so he has to throw out something. He said that you didn't talk to him or whatever, but he voted for you to win $2 million on Survivor. He gave you a shield. At that point, we were like, we're good. We're solid.
I said that even if he didn't, Jeremy didn't vote for me to win $2 million, but I don't care. That's history. That's water under the bridge. That's another game in its entirety. This is a new game, and we're all we have here. We're all we got. Let's stick together. At least that's how I am. You know, I would lose my game for any of those guys, you know, from the Survivor. Because that's how I am. Once I know that it's an unspoken golden rule, let's stick together. It's us against all of them. It's no longer us against us like it is on Survivor, you know? And I didn't need to go talk to Rob every 2 seconds, the same way I didn't do it with Jeremy. I didn't go to Jeremy. Derek came into the game and I was, Derek, we're good? He's like, yeah, we're good. Okay, I'll go be the eyes and ears in that room. You go be the eyes and ears in another room. We don't need to be together. And that's how I thought it was with Rob. And I told Rob, I said, Rob, we're good. Especially when he gave me the shield. I said, I'm indebted to you, Rob, man, you know? And it wasn't the case. He should have fought for me because I'm a number for him. He should have fought for me at that round table. Derek would have jumped on board. Jeremy would have jumped on board. Wes would have jumped on board. The gamers would have jumped on board.
Saying that, was that just an opportunity to get you out or was he protecting Bob the drag queen? Like, which one do you think?
Neither. He didn't have to do that to get me out because I was gone. I was a dead man walking. The second they started talking about my name, everybody was on board with that. Protecting Bob the drag queen? What makes you think that you needed to protect him? He didn't need no protection. I was going home. Everybody was saying, I'm going home. They said it in plain English. So there was neither of that. The only thing that I can think of, like I said, it was he wanted the limelight, the last second to get the last words in of getting me home, you know, sending me home. Either that or, you know, whatever.
Well, but, you got the last word a little bit when you called him a sellout. Where do you stand today? Have you talked?
No. Listen, that's a game. Rob, as a person outside the game, I played poker with him. Me and him, actually, this guy Tyson. Me and Rob hustled.
I know Tyson.
Yeah. So me and Rob hustled him. We made like a little side bet, me and Rob, and we took the money from Tyson. So, you know, Rob, Rob is awesome. All these people are awesome outside the game. When you're in the game, like myself, I might be the biggest a-hole in the game, you know, like a survivor. But outside of that, man, I'm a real nice person, man. You know, just
You
like they
seem
are.
like that, Tony. I
Yeah,
know.
and most of that, these people are. We're all sincere people, genuine people with good lives, you know? The game is just a game. So
So
yeah,
who
so me
do
and Rob, I have no beef with Rob at all.
Okay, that's good.
I'm gonna talk my smack about what happened in the game, but that has nothing to do with what it's like in real life.
What did you think about when you found out who the traitors were when you left?
I was super, super shocked that Carolyn was a traitor. I
Yeah.
would have never, ever, ever, ever guessed that. I really, and you know, I went into the castle saying to myself, I'm not going to underestimate any of these people. And I underestimated Carolyn. I was like, there's no way she would know what's going on as a traitor. And she knows everything. She is great. So yeah,
Yeah.
so that's the one that shocked me. Rob obviously did not shock me. If you're going to force the guy to come in or give him so many chances to come into the game, you're going to make him a traitor, you know?
Yeah, I
So
was gonna say, were you doing that math in your head? Like, okay, well, one of the survivors is a traitor, and one of the three guys who came in late is a traitor.
honestly, I didn't because I didn't care if one of the survivors was a traitor at that point. I didn't care. I just wanted to work with them. Towards the end, if they started giving me vibes that they're traitors or whatever, maybe it would have been different. But I think the way I was thinking right then and then, I'll go all the way to the ride or die. I'd go to the end with them. And if they're traitors, I lost my game. I don't care. But I'm at the end with my survivor players. And that's all I wanted. That's what I really wanted that.
I know, Tony, you don't do a lot of these shows. Like, you're very selective, which I like. Did you do any research? Did you watch the previous seasons, or were you like, let me go in blind?
I did watch it, but I did watch the traitors. So I didn't go in blind with that aspect, but I went in blind with the cast. I had no idea who was on it. As opposed to them, I'm sure they when you're a reality TV star, you're up with all the stuff, the rumors that are going around. So I'm sure they heard Tony from Survivors going into it. So if they never knew who I was, now they get a chance to do some research on me. And that's how come when I went there, they were all against me right from the start. But so I didn't know, but I watched Traitors. Yeah, I did. And you know, I wanted to be normal. I try to be quiet. I didn't want nobody to say, oh, there
Tony, can
goes.
you be quiet though? That I don't know.
I was, and that's why I got banished. I wish I was my normal self and just started screaming and being ruthless and aggressive, and I wasn't.
Yeah, I was wondering if there was like stuff we didn't see because we didn't see a lot of. I mean, it's hard to show, like, there's a lot of players in the beginning to show everyone. Was there anything they didn't show that you wish they did?
Well, not really, because I didn't do much, so that's why you didn't see much of me. You know, usually you'll see 1,000 confessionals from me in, or in this case, interviews. You would have saw 1,000 of them if I was saying something worthy. But I was lost. I didn't know who what was going. I didn't know who was who. You know, I had no idea. You know, it was like so hard. You can't get a tell on these people in the beginning. Not in 3 days, 4 days, maybe 5, 6 days. You know,
Did you have a spy shack in the castle?
Sharon, I didn't even get a chance to shave. I was gone so fast. It was so quick for me.
All right, so did you have any hesitation doing this show, or was it an immediate yes for you?
The only hesitation was the flying. You know, I have a phobia of flying.
Oh.
Yeah, but I still do it. I do what I have to do to get the job done. So that was the only thing. I was like, oh, I got to travel 13 hours, you know, like, and then I didn't like that part, you know, but once you're there and I'm off the plane, I'm ready, you know?
Yeah.
So there was
Well,
no hesitation.
maybe this is your game changers, Tony. Maybe you should come back for an all-star season and you could do a little better. What do you think?
You know, I would, but why would they invite me? I'm gonna go there and everybody's gonna say he's a traitor. All right, this time he's a traitor for sure, and I'm gone. You
No,
know?
maybe you never know. You never know, Tony.
You don't know, but you know.
Anyone else from Survivor you'd like to see play the traitors?
There's a bunch. I mean, off the top of my head, I would think Sarah the Cop Saras Girl would be good. Trish would be good. David Sampson. You know David Sampson? Remember David Sampson from Kagayan? He would be
He's
great, you
first
know.
out, second.
Yeah, he was first out, and I would love to see him on that show, you know? Like he's one of those snarky guys that he's sharp, he's you know, awesome dude. I would love to see him. But there's a lot of the people that I play with. Chaos Cast would be great on the Traitors.
Who in the castle did you like align with other than the survivors? Who were you close with?
I thought I
Anyone?
was close. I thought I was close with the Bambi girls, you know, like with Gabby, with Nikki. I thought we were close, and I mean, I formed a lot of good bonds with these people, but again, the bonds have nothing to do with them thinking this guy's being deceptive right now, you know? And they were sincere. Unfortunately, I was being real, I was being sincere, but it didn't, you know, they didn't believe me.
Yeah, that's like a voting block right there,
Yeah,
those girls.
Bob the drag queen, He was my best friend. We were like the closest, me and him. I was wearing his hat. I was wearing his boots. I was strutting it in the castle. You know, like I really had a good time with all these people.
Yeah. Did you know? I mean, do you watch a lot? I'm assuming you don't know like Vanderpump Rules, right?
Oh, I loved him. Tom
Oh,
was awesome,
you
but I didn't know him. This is the first time I met these people. I didn't know none of them at all, except for
Oh.
Jeremy. I didn't even know Danielle. I didn't even know Brittany. I didn't even know Derek. I heard of Derek in Big Brother, but I didn't
Yeah.
know him. So I didn't know nobody except the survivors. That's it. So
Wow.
Tom, oh man, I love Tom. There was one point where he was like real nervous about something. He was sweaty, his hair was up in the air, his face was pale, and he looked like Edward Scissorhands. I was like, "Yo, Tom, bro, you look just like T Johnny Depp and Edward Scissorhands." He's like, "Dude, I'm nervous. I'm nervous." And I'm like, "Oh my, I love him. I know I've heard stories of he did some dirty stuff or whatever, but again, he didn't do nothing to me, so
Right.
nothing personal with me. So I loved him. He was great."
Oh gosh. Was there anything you think you could have done at that round table to change your fate, or were you sealed when you got in there that you were going home?
It was pretty much sealed, but with the help of Rob, if Rob had spoken up for me, Jeremy was speaking up for me, you know, I think it would have gained some traction. You know, Rob was like, "Guys, listen, I know how Tony is. If he was a traitor, he'd be jumping on this table, round table right now, screaming at us because he'd have that confidence in him, that aggression." You know, like he could have, I think Rob could have turned it around for me if he wanted to, you know, and it wouldn't have put no heat on him. There's no heat on him. There was no heat just because you're saying, "I don't know, guys. I don't know if Tony's a, you know what I mean?" There would be no heat. And then Wes would have jumped on board. You know what I mean? That we would have had some people jump on board to help me. Dylan would have jumped on board because Dylan believed in me. But
What
you know.
well, you mentioned Jeremy, and I know in the episodes we saw him sort of running around. You're like, Jer, what are you doing? I also thought we saw a little bit of a different Jeremy. What did you think of his game while
Yeah,
you're there?
so Jeremy was on point. So there was a point where we were coming in the Land Rover from a mission, and Jeremy start. It was me, Jeremy, the Bambi girls, which is it was Gabby and Nikki, and then
Okay.
Bob the drag queen. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're
Can you
good.
see me? Can you still see me? I was
Yeah, I
getting
got you.
a call. So Bambi, the Bambi girls. Oh man, I'm sorry. This just threw me right off.
It's okay.
Nobody's
Nikki and
phone.
Gabby
Yeah,
were in the
so
car
Nikki,
with you.
Gabby, yeah, Bob the drag queen, and Jeremy. So Jeremy started talking. He was like, "Hey guys, listen, I'm starting to ha get some bad vibes about Danielle." And Bob the drag queen was sitting in the front, and he just like froze. He buckled up, and I saw that from the back. And I'm looking, and as he's talking more about Danielle, he's like, "Oh yeah, you think so, Danielle?" And he was in himself. And at that point, I'm trying to go like this to Jeremy to stop talking about Danielle because I started picking up cues on Bob. And he didn't see me. And then he showed that in the edit, so maybe the cameras didn't see that either. But then when me and Jeremy were talking inside the lunchroom, the cap whatever that is, that room where the dining room, he mentioned to Bob, he's like, "Bob, I think you should go talk to people because they're throwing your name out there." And that's when he left. And I said, "Jeremy, what are you doing, bro?" You know, that's when I tried to tell Jeremy, "What are you doing?" And they showed that part. And then I started talking to him. I said, "Listen, you can't trust that guy." So again, I didn't think he was a traitor, but I wanted to keep my eyes on him, but I didn't get a chance to watch it a little bit, to stay there a little longer.
You got to watch it back. You lived it. You come home. You're like, all right, this is what happened. Now you get to watch it. Is it different than you remembered or pretty much the same?
It's pretty much the same. I didn't know who the
Yeah.
heck the traitors were. They were all saying that Tony's got to go because they were telling me, like, when I first went in there, Carolyn was sitting in the library with everybody around her, and she's telling them all about me. Bob Harper said, "Tony, listen, we know how you are, and perception is everything." The housewife Dolores, she said, "Yeah, Tony, you know, unfortunately, perception is everything, especially in a game like this." So I was doomed right from the start. So that's why I started making up homicide stories. I'm like, "Listen, I'm a homicide detective. I'm gonna help you guys crack the case." I mean, I was lying about that, but you know, I
Oh
did
my
really
gosh.
want to crack the case.
I can't imagine everyone in there watches Survivor, though. Who is spreading your reputation around the most, do you think?
Well, you know what it is, Sharon? I believe that these people that are involved in the reality entertainment world, they read up on Reddit, they read up on rumors and gossip. So I'm sure they've heard, because my name's all over, that I'm a potential cast member of season Traitors 3. So I'm sure they looked it up and they're like, "Oh, let's see who Tony is." Because I'm sure they don't all watch that. I can't see the housewife sitting down watching Survivor for 2 hours a night, you know? So they probably did some research and they saw names popping out, thrown around, you know, "Oh, let's see who might be going." And I didn't do that. So I had no idea who anybody was.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. When you got there, did you get a warm welcome? Did you feel people were being cold, weird to you? Like,
No,
what was the
it
first
was.
few days
It was
like?
definitely warm. We were forming real bonds, you know. But again, in the back of these people's minds, they were like, "We can't trust this guy, so we're not going to let him get too deep." And you know, especially the Bambi girls, I had a real good bond with them, you know, because we were riding the Land Rovers a lot together, you know. So we had a good bond, you know. We had good talks, good conversations, you know. But again, they couldn't trust me because of my reputation.
What, yeah, we seem, you got a little emotional. Was that real? Were you really upset? Like, talk to me about that
Oh
moment.
yeah, the emotions are always real, you know. You can't make that up, you know. So there was a lot of things going on. It's like, listen, man, I'm here as innocent as I am. It just sucks that you guys don't believe me as truthful as I've been to you guys. It hurts, you know. It hurts. And then you know, and then when I was standing up there, you have a few moments to gather your, you know, collect your thoughts for what you're gonna say. And then I was thinking of, you know, like arguing with Rob and say, Rob, why you're supposed to be the strategic mastermind, and what you did there was nonsense. It was stupid, you know. Like, but I didn't, you know. So I just. You know, the quickest things that came out my mouth was Rob, you're a sellout, because I really would have lost my game for him, you know, and for him not to like even try to, as a number, you want your numbers. I'm your number. These people are not your number. These people don't know you. They don't care for you. I know you. I'm gonna work with you. You know, I'm a number. You got to fight for me like I would have fought for you.
I know we have to wrap up, Tony. The reunion. Who do you want to talk to the most, or who do you think you, I mean, the Rob thing's going to come up at the reunion, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, and you know, like right now, outside the game, there's
You're
no
good.
beef whatsoever. Yeah. But in the game, yeah, I'm gonna point out a lot of things. Hey, Rob, come on, man. You're a smart dude, you're a strategic player. What was that? That was nonsense, man.
We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Tony. It was so nice. You're one of my favorite players on Survivor, so I really love talking with you.
Yeah, I got cracked this time.
It's all right. Well, I hope to see you
Thank you,
again.
Sharon, so much. Have a happy new year.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.